This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
92.5 WBEE, TJ Hope, Billy Kidd, good morning. TJ is all excited because she's got a favorite. Is it a favorite new place?
Well, I mean, it's stinking delicious. It was better than I thought it would be because it's a chain. But my son, he lives on YouTube, right? YouTubers all the time, nonstop. And on YouTube, he's been watching, and TikTok, he's been watching people eat Dave's Hot Chicken. So it's so gross to me to watch people go, oh man, I'm so excited for this. And he's watching one after the other after the other. And he goes, Mom, please, it's in Henrietta. Can we get some Dave's Hot Chicken? And I go, that is gross. I don't know why you keep watching people stuff their faces. But I go, yeah, I'll give it a shot. If it's hot, I can't do it. And he was like, no, there's different flavors. So we order it. We get home. We sit down as a family. How do you think Liam ate that? Exactly like those YouTubers. I go, slow down. He piles it up with the
sauce. All the spices and the sauce and
with
stuff.
With the sauce. He's like, bleh, bleh, bleh. Oh my God, it's so good. I go, I can't believe it. I can't believe I just watched you eat that like that.
I'm actually a little shocked he didn't hand you a cell phone and be like, Mom, record this.
I think he was too busy ready to just, he'd watched people eat this chicken for so long. He was.
Well, that show, what is that podcast? Hot Ones? Where they do celebrity interviews and they eat super hot wings?
Yeah, we
had. That kind of kickstarted that whole thing.
I don't know. But it's just randos in their car shoving their face with Dave's Hot Chicken. But I will say, it's really good.
Are there other chains we're missing that you would love to see come here to Rochester?
I have a couple chains because I went to school in Virginia that I'm patiently waiting to come up here. Have you ever heard of First Watch?
First Watch?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's like if Joanna Gaines opened up a Denny's.
Okay. Wait, give me a minute. I got to wrap my mind around that.
I kind of see where you're going with that.
Okay.
It's got shiplath on the wall.
Yes. Farm to table vibes. Okay. You know, there's like an aesthetically like painted picture of a chicken.
Super important when I'm eating. Okay, I got it.
And Noodles and Company. It's like all different like pastas, Wisconsin mac and cheese, and pad thai. Oh my God.
Every starch you could possibly want.
It's so good.
Sounds really good.
My choice is a little on the redneck side. I want a Buc-ee's.
A Buc-ee's.
We need a Buc-ee's up here somewhere. Like Dansville would be the perfect spot, or Batavia for a Buc-ee's.
You need a lot of land. You know, it's like 20 acres just for the gas station part alone.
I don't understand how they make money because everything is cheap there. It's giant. They have, people who don't know, Buc-ee's is this chain down south of these giant gas stations.
Like a Sheetz?
No, it's gigantic.
Bigger.
Like 30 Sheetz combined.
Oh my gosh.
There's like 100 gas bays.
Yeah. It's crazy how big it is. But inside is all, it reminds me of south of the border. If you've ever driven to Florida, you see the signs from 200 miles away, 50 miles away, 20 miles away. Bucky's is like that. Like, it's a destination. And you go there and it's all like tchotchkes and like, you know, gas station food.
And they've got kitschy signs like south of the border too. Like, the cleanest bathrooms. Mom will be the happiest she's ever been.
I've missed out on so much.
Yes, you have. Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Good morning. We were talking about chains that came to Rochester. You went to dinner where?
Dave's Hot Chicken.
And
it was really good.
It impressed you.
Yeah. Because my son had been seeing videos of people just shoving their face with this chicken. And he was like, I gotta have some. So it's pretty good. I mean, I'm not mad about it.
252 WBEE, we asked a couple minutes ago if there's a chain restaurant that we're missing here that you would love to see here. Somebody texted in Biscuit Belly, and I've never heard of it. Have you guys?
No.
Mm-mm.
So I did some Googling. First off, everything in this place is fried, and it's got gravy on it. And this one thing popped up called a bonut.
Which is a biscuit donut, must be.
Biscuit donut hole, cinnamon sugar, and your choice of chocolate gravy or bourbon cream cheese
chocolate
frosting.
Gravy.
Or you get both for just 50 cents.
Oh, yeah, what a steal.
I don't want to have to choose.
This whole menu, everything is deep fried.
And it's in like Kentucky, isn't it?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, I didn't even click on the locations, but man, it looks good.
Yeah, I would love Waffle House. Man, I love. I told you.
The fact you didn't drop Waffle House at the beginning of this conversation kind of shocks me.
Because first and only time I've been to Nashville, I was so excited to go to Waffle House. And so I got in there. I was so easy to impress. And they're like, hey. And I was like, oh my God, they're everything I want them to be. They're super Southern. They're super nice. They're calling me sweetie honey.
Was there anybody named Flo working?
I don't know. But then when it came and it had Waffle House in the waffle, like it says Waffle House.
Have you ever been?
I was like, Steve, take my picture with this waffle that says Waffle House. It does not take much for me. I'm pretty easy.
The last time I went to a Waffle House, it was when the song Waffle House by Jonas Brothers was super. And it's like, don't get stressed. We're going to figure out deep conversations at the Waffle House. Okay. I was like, this is going to be a great caption for an Instagram picture. And I had my shirt with me that says, I'd rather be in Rochester. It's got it. It's my favorite shirt to bring on vacation. I think it's so funny. So I was like, Mom, we got to go to the Waffle House. And I want you to take my picture in this shirt. So we were on a family vacation. She like tells all my aunts and uncles, does anyone want to go to the Waffle House? Hope wants to go and take a picture in a shirt.
It's oh like, my well. Gosh. Do you find when you're traveling around with all your Rochester merch on that other Rochesterians approach you or people from this area?
Nobody has, but that's the goal. I want people to like flock to
me.
I
would totally, if I saw somebody wearing like an Amherst hat,
yeah,
I'd be like, hey, 585 in the house, or I'd yell something at them.
On my cruise, I saw three people wearing Bills merch, and I yelled, go Bills, go Bills, like 50 yards away.
And that's good girl. That's the right
it's
way.
It's the B-Morning.
Hope, I'm Billy. Good morning. Guys, I was rolling through Livonia last week. Last week, somebody still not only had a Christmas tree up on their front porch, I believe there's one inside, and all the lights were up and plugged in.
What's wrong with that? I still have my Christmas decorations up.
Yeah, but okay, the rest of us aren't living in Hope Land.
They can't see this on the radio, but here's my shocked face.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? It's still Christmas in Hope Land.
Listen, Hope Land, a.k.a. my condo, TJ so affectionately named Hope Land, I love it, has two seasons. Because I only have so much room for storage that it's either patio furniture and like summer things out, or it's Christmas and winter things out.
Yeah.
So now that it's warming up, I might be able to finish putting away Christmas decorations, bring out all the summer things. But I like, you want me to have sunflowers and lilacs out in January when there's snow outside?
Is there a spot on your calendar where you officially make this change, or are you just winging it?
Mother Nature decides, you know, when it's warm enough.
It's 60s.
Yeah, but it could still snow. So we gotta like make sure there's a long enough stretch.
Don't try to understand Hope Land. You're asking a lot of questions, and it just is.
WBEETJ Hope, I'm Billy. Good morning. We were chatting about Christmas stuff still being up in some people's homes. Not looking at you, Hope.
I don't know why you're looking at me that way. I'm not alone, according to our Facebook page.
Clearly. I was shocked by how many people still have stuff up.
Gregory commenting, I dated a girl back in college whose grandmother had a room in her Victorian house that was dedicated to Christmas. So no matter when you entered her house, the parlor room to the left entering the home was always decorated, had a fake tree, those little ornamental houses, fake snow, and lights.
I want to live someplace where I have a parlor. Like, please step in the parlor room. Man, my West Side 1970s split level. Doesn't have a parlor, but one day I will. This one says, the snowmen are still out, along with my gnomes. So that's just like spring and Christmas there.
Ashley, my tree is still up. Lynn Marie, I hate to say it, my stuff is coming down Friday. Like, there is not just one or two. I'd say half the people.
Lauren says, I still have snowmen up until after St. Patrick's Day, because that's close enough to spring at that point. So she's got a day. She's like, okay, March 17th's here.
Carol says she has a couple of her Irish Santas, and they'll be up until Tuesday the 17th, if not longer.
That's a great way to handle it. Just Irish repurpose Santas. Santa.
Okay. Like what my neighbors down the road do with all of their skeletons. The skeleton just has a Christmas hat on and...
Merry Christmas!
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.